Welcome to Monday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. I will sing a new hymn to my God. O Lord, you are great and marvellous. You are marvellous in your strength, invincible. Let the whole creation serve you. For you spoke and all things came to be. You sent out your spirit and it formed them. No one can resist your voice. Mountains and seas are stirred to their depths. Rocks melt like wax at your presence. But to those who revere you, you still show mercy. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 41. Blessed are they that consider the poor and helpless. The Lord will deliver them in the day of trouble. The Lord will guard them and preserve their life. They shall be counted happy in the land. You will not give them over to the will of their enemies. And if they lie sick on their bed, the Lord will sustain them. If illness lays them low, you will overthrow it. I said, O Lord, be merciful toward me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me, saying, When will he die and his name perish forever? And if someone comes to see me, they mouth empty words, while their heart gathers mischief, and when they go out, they vent it. All those that hate me whisper together against me. They devise plots against me. They say a deadly thing has got hold of him. He will not get up again from where he lies. Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who shared my bread, has lifted his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious and raise me up, and I will repay them what they have deserved. By this will I know that you favour me, that my enemy shall not triumph over me. Because of my innocence you hold me fast. You have set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Creator, Spirit, Advocate, promised by our Lord Jesus, increase our faith and help us to walk in the light of your presence, to the glory of God the Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he took him bound in fetters along with all the captives of Jerusalem and Judah who were being exiled to Babylon. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God threatened this place with this disaster. And now the Lord has brought it about and has done as he said, because all of you sinned against the Lord and did not obey his voice. Therefore, this thing has come upon you. Now look, I have just released you today from the fetters on your hands. If you wish to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will take good care of you. But if you do not wish to come with me to Babylon, you need not come. See, the whole land is before you. Go wherever you think it good and right to go. If you remain, then return to Gedaliah, son of Ahikim, son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon appointed governor of the towns of Judah, and stay with him among the people, or go wherever you think it is right to go." So the captain of the guard gave him an allowance of food and a present, and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikim, at Mizpah, and stayed with him among the people who were left in the land. When all the leaders of the forces in the open country and their troops heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikim, governor in the land, and had committed to him men, women, and children, those of the poorest of the land, who had not been taken into exile in Babylon, they went to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan, son of Korah, Seraiah, son of Tanahumath, the sons of Epai, the Netopathite, Jezaniah, son of Makathite, they and their troops. Gedaliah, son of Ahikim, son of Shaphan, swore to them and their troops, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Stay in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall go well with you. As for me, I am staying at Mizpah to represent you before the Chaldeans who come to us. But as for you, gather wine and summer fruits and oil and store them in your vessels and live in the towns that you have taken over." Likewise, when all the Judeans who were in Moab and among the Ammonites and in Edom and in other lands heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah and had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikim, son of Shaphan, as governor over them, then all the Judeans returned from all the places to which they had been scattered and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah. And they gathered wine and summer fruits in great abundance. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning at chapter 21, verse 23. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. A 2-minute homily. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent. It is then fitting that it is this reading of Matthew. The scribes choose to take the fifth when Jesus counter-questions them on their beliefs of John the Baptist's authority. Why didn't Jesus answer them? What harm would it have done? All he had to say was the truth, that he was under the Father's authority. What he gained by not answering was their own reflection on their beliefs of people who proclaim they are heaven-sent, or people who speak with authority, as John did. Then so today, as we read this, we dwell on the same question. If a person spoke with authority today, words that no one else had spoken, would we believe their message to be heaven-sent? Or would we degrade them of those words and declare them a fake, like the scribes did? Our culture today speaks of open-mindedness and listening to those with a new message. Certainly, by listening to my homily, you are being open-minded to my authority to give you a reflection on this gospel reading. So today, as you go about your day, give people a chance to teach you something new without needing to ask under what authority they speak. Just listen and let the message be heard. Amen. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. We pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his presence abiding in us, he may raise us to joys eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. God, how great your majesty abounds before us. We thank you for all your generosity. May the peace and blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ be abundant across all nations and countries for evermore. God of grace, hear our prayer. Holy God, divine and merciful, your blessing on the people is loved by all, for which our gratitude knows no end. Grant, we pray, your saving blessing on all those experiencing times of trouble or strife, that they may receive the guidance of wisdom to lead them to a path of safety. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, hear our prayer to bring about a change throughout the people. We ask you to relay the wisdom to each man and woman, how to coexist in peace and the will to do the same, to continue to respect one another and teach their offspring also. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord God of all might and mercy, we call on your intervention. The country and people of Ukraine and Israel call on your help to set them free from their oppressors and to rebuild their country to live a life free from atrocity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Costa Rica, Iglesia Anglicana, in the region of Central America. The Diocese of North Queensland. The Parish of Indooroopilly. Arbury Residential Aged Care, Gold Coast. The Springfield Anglican College, Springfield. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we remember this day your faithful servant, Cyril of Jerusalem, who died in 386. Raised up to be a bishop in your church and to feed your flock, give abundantly to all bishops and other pastors the gifts of your Holy Spirit, so that they may minister in your household as true servants of Christ and stewards of your holy mysteries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. May we rekindle the gift of God within us. Amen.